You went to Laney, did you?
I went to Laney.
And then did you do any college work?
Went to Knoxville College for 2 years.
That's right.
In Tennessee.
That's right. Okay. Let me see. What about, let me just ask you another general question. I didn't actually have to have that on the tape. I have you ever had an experience, or have you ever been in an automobile accident?
No, not, well, I've had one wreck, but it wasn't an accident. I mean, it was an accident, but it was just a little bump.
What was that like?
I hit a man's door. He opened the door, and I was coming down the street, and as soon as I got there, he opened the door in front of the car, and I took it off.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody got hurt, and he got a busted door, and I got a busted headlight. And that's about it as far as an accident.
Have you ever seen a really bad accident?
I've only seen one, and it was very small when I saw that one, and I saw it actually happen. It was a head-on collision.
Wow.
On Washington Road. And the car right behind us went off the shoulders were kind of low, went off the highway, and the lady tried to get back on, and she lost control and hit the car that we had just passed. She was directly behind us.
Mm.
And that's the only bad accident that I've seen actually happen, and it scared me for a heck of a long time.
Washington Road used to be two lane.
Right, that's when it was two lanes, and this was right in Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only automobile accident that I've actually seen.
Mm-hmm.
Always after they've happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was anybody hurt in that one?
The only thing I can remember of it, the lady that ran off the highway, her mother was in the car with her, and her mother was hurt pretty bad, but nobody got killed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were you ever... have you ever had an experience in which you felt that you were really close to dying, as if, you know, this was going to be it?
No.
Or one in which you were hurt really bad?
I've never been sick a day in my life. I'd probably die tomorrow. I've never even been in bed sick.
Okay. Let me ask you another question about growing up here. What sorts of games did you play growing up here?
We played a lot of games. We played Telephone Man. We played Hide and Seek. Marbles. I don't know whether anybody else played Telephone Man except our neighborhood. We used to climb poles. And we played Cowboy. The girls always ran the saloons. And that's the only time the boys would let us play. We played Hide and Seek a lot in my neighborhood.
How did you play hide and seek?
Somebody would go to the pole, or the tree, and count, and everybody would hide all over this little part of the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to get to the base and touch the base before the person got there that was counting.
What about Telephone Man? How did you play that?
No, weird. You know how the telephone guys go up the trees with the belts?
Uh-huh.
Not the trees, the poles with the belts around them. We used to use our belts and put them around us and go up smaller trees. And connect things everywhere.
What about marbles?
Yeah, we did marbles and jump rope. And my sister and I had the best collection of paper dolls in the whole city.
Huh.
We loved paper dolls the whole time we were growing up.
You made those yourself? Or?
No, we always bought them. But we had just boxes and boxes of paper dolls. And my brother was an airplane freak. He used to make bombs. We weren't allowed in his room because we were afraid of the gunpowder that he had.
He really did?
He really did. He made little rockets, and he would light them, and they would take off.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't go that far, but he...